Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Tuesday, March 21st, 2022. I'm Naima Latif, bringing you some highlights from local, national, and international news. And internationally, the community of Muslims around the world are preparing for the celebration of the month of Ramadan. And in this process, there are many celebrations that are being developed that are sponsored by local religious organizations during this time. The concern for public safety is high because there have been in the past acts of aggression based on religious intolerance. So there are definitely precautions being taken for those who will be gathering daily and in the evenings at mosques for prayers and for the fast breaking. Today at the White House, President Biden is delivering remarks concerning the Conservation in Action Summit. Today, President Biden will announce major new actions to conserve and restore lands and waters across the nation, including by establishing Avi Qua Ame National Monument in Nevada and Kastner Range National Monument in Texas. The president will also direct the Secretary of Commerce to consider exercising her authority to protect all U.S. waters around the Pacific remote islands. These new commitments build on President Biden's historic climate and environmental record, including delivering on the most ambitious land and water conservation agenda in American history. And President Biden's remarks today, which will begin shortly at the White House, give many an opportunity who are concerned with land and water conservation a chance to hear his actual intentions. This is part of the concern over the environment. And as all are affected by waterways, the approach that is taken in the White House will have not only national repercussions, but also internationally, as air and water really are bodies that belong to the entire earth, wherever they're situated. They are affecting the entire ecology around the world. So we'll be joining those, joining the White House with those remarks by President Joe Biden shortly. And in Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker has announced $175 million available in B2B grants for restaurants, hotels, and creative arts businesses. The applications open April 5th through May 10th, illinois.gov/B2B. And community navigators are available to conduct outreach and provide technical assistance to the hardest hit communities. In Chicago, Governor J.B. Pritzker and the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, the DCEO, today announced $175 million in available grant funding through the Back to Business, that's B, the number 2B, program. Following state recovery for businesses totaling nearly $1.5 billion, the latest American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA, funded opportunity is designed to provide additional support for the hardest hit sectors, including restaurants, B2B restaurants, hotels, B2B hotels, and businesses or organizations in the creative arts sector, B2B arts. To provide hands-on support and raise awareness about the program, the state has mobilized a network of more than 100 community navigators across Illinois. In 3 years since COVID-19 brought our nation and our world to a standstill, Illinois businesses have come back swinging, in part thanks to our Back to Business program, said Governor J.B. Pritzker. My administration is committed to helping small business owners move past survival and on to long-term success. And this latest investment of $175 million in B2B grants does exactly that, he stated. As outlined in statute, B2B arts and B2B restaurants, grant award amounts will be determined by revenue declines, as reflected on tax returns, and funding for hotels will be allocated by number of rooms. Applications are open from April 5th through May 10th, 2023, and to be made several weeks after the deadline date. All eligible applicants will receive a grant as long as the business meets eligibility requirements and submits proper documentation and attestations. The program design is based on legislation establishing the Restaurant Employment and Stabilization Grant Program, $50 million, Hotel Jobs Recovery Grant Program, $75 million, and the Illinois Creative Recovery Grant Program, $50 million. The funding is designed to offset losses and support job retention in the hardest hit industries. Illinois businesses have made a strong recovery since the most difficult times of the pandemic, and we're so proud to build upon that progress through additional support for hard-hit industries, said DCEO Director Kristen A. Richards. Restaurants, hotels, and creative arts are industries designed to bring people together, and with an additional $175 million, we are investing in communities and supporting continued economic development, she stated. DCEO has enlisted a robust network of more than 100 community navigators to conduct outreach and provide technical assistance in the hardest hit communities. Community navigators will be conducting outreach, hosting webinars, and supporting prospective applicants to prepare before the application opens on April 5th, 2023. This is an addition to available small business support available through Illinois' Network of Small Business Development Centers, SBDC. DCs. In order to manage a high volume of applications in a timely manner, DCEO has enlisted a program administrator, the National Community Reinvest Coalition Community Development Fund, that's NCRC-CDF, to support with application review, provide technical portal support for applicants, manage the development of the application portal, and provide support in processing payments. The impacts of the pandemic are far from over for small businesses, and its aftermath continues to threaten their long-term success, especially for those owned by Blackpreneurs, said Marissa Calderon, Executive Director of NCRC-CDF. These grants will help to shore up small businesses, preserve what they have worked so hard to build, and save jobs in our communities, she stated. For eligibility, application, and awards, the B2B Restaurants 20 ILCS 605/605-1100, TELS 20 ILS 605/605-1095, and B2B Arts 30 ILS 709/40 programs were designed in accordance with state statute, which specified industries, buckets of funding, spending guidelines, and more. And a summary is provided for those who wish to go on the Illinois website. And in addition to webinars and outreach hosted by community navigators, DCEO will be hosting statewide information kickoff sessions on the dates of Friday, March 24th, 2023 at 10 a.m., Thursday, March 30th, 2023, 10 a.m., Thursday, April 6th, 2023, 2 o'clock p.m., and the statewide Spanish language webinar available. And for the registration site, you can go on the news. You can go to our news channel and go to the highlights page for connection to information on government news and get the registration website information. And leader Jehan Gordon Booth from Peoria says budgets are about priorities. And another $175 million for the B2B program is once again reiterating that small businesses are top of mind. Small businesses are built on dreams. Whether it is a young person with a new plan or a long-held idea for a second career, it is a priority that the state of Illinois do everything we can to help them thrive. And that was a statement from leader Jehan Jordan Booth from Peoria. Program and other relief efforts help thousands of small businesses across Chicago and Illinois bounce back from the pandemic, said State Senator L.G. Sims from Chicago. Because Illinois has been responsible in our budgeting, we are able to provide funds for entrepreneurs and businesses that need it most, he stated. Tourism businesses like restaurants, hotels, and arts organizations are the beating heart of not just my district's local economy, but they are critical to the entire state, said State Senator Sarah Fagan-Holtz from Chicago. I look forward to businesses across Illinois being reinvigorated by these dollars as they gear up for what will be an incredible travel summer for our state. She said, so excited to spread the word about the additional $175 million in available grant funding to businesses that need support, said State Senator Selena Villanueva from Chicago. During previous rounds, I walked door-to-door with DCEO to make sure that small business owners, especially immigrant-owned businesses, knew about this opportunity so they can get the support they need. I look forward to visiting my small business corridors again with this great news, she stated. Chicago has seen an encouraging rise in tourism, and the timing couldn't be better for the small businesses in my district, said State Representative Teresa Ma from Chicago. We look forward to building upon this momentum as the state launches the next round of funding for restaurants, hotels, and creative arts organizations, she stated. Restaurant grants are a lifeline for local restaurants that are continuing to recover from the past few years, said Sam Toya, president and CEO of Illinois Restaurant Association. We are grateful to Governor Pritzker and DCEO for their partnership and ongoing support of the hospitality industry, he stated. The hotel industry was among the hardest hit during the COVID-19 pandemic. As occupancy numbers rise closer to pre-pandemic levels and the industry continues to recover, the funding from this grant will give us the boost we need to rehire workers and support the returning tourism demand, said Michael Jacobson, president and CEO of the Illinois Hotels and Lodging Association. I want to thank Governor Pritzker and DCEO for their efforts to support Illinois' tourism economy and show the rest of the world that we are ready to welcome visitors to our communities. This $50 million in relief funding for the creative sector couldn't come at a more critical time, says Claire Rice, Executive Director of Arts Alliance Illinois. We just passed the three-year anniversary of the March 2020 shutdown, and our sector is still facing significant challenges, lower revenues, audience hesitancy, and increased expenses. We're grateful to the state of Illinois for making this recovery funding possible, and the Alliance will work tirelessly with a large partner network to make sure our colleagues in arts and culture across Illinois know that these invaluable dollars are available to help recoup some of their losses. B2B restaurants, B2B hotels, and B2B arts builds on the success of the Business Interruption Grants, BIG, program, and the first round of Back to Business, B2B program, launched by the Pritzker administration to provide more than 15,000 awards to businesses totaling $536 million, with 47% of grants awarded to minority-owned businesses, a testament to the work of the Community Navigators program designed to help reach more underserved businesses in minority and rural communities across the state. Since the onset of the pandemic, DCEO has allocated nearly $1.5 billion in pandemic-related support for businesses, including $536 million through B2B and BIG, $899 million in child care restoration grants administered in partnership with DHS, $15.5 million in local CURE funding specifically allocated to businesses, $14 million in emergency hospitality grants, and $3.5 million in BIG agriculture grants. For more information, one can go to gov.press at Illinois www.cdc.gov. And this information was from the office of Governor J.B. Pritzker. This is a major impact that the condition of COVID affected so many industries, some which were forced to close, and many who lost jobs have either received public assistance or seek employment in another industry. So hiring and rehiring workers will be a challenge for those who were hardest hit and some who had to outright close down simply because of lack of patrons. This means that there are available jobs for those who are seeking them, and there are also opportunities for businesses who have had to cut back to apply for these grants and perhaps be awarded them and rebuild what may have been a business idea that they felt was never going to come to fruition again. So this, of course, does give opportunities to reemerge for those thriving businesses that found themselves suddenly having to close their doors. And also today, and from the New Orleans agenda, we have reports that there is quite a bit happening in the restaurant business, ongoing tourist population that goes to New Orleans on a regular basis. The internet has fundamentally changed the way we do business with customers. And there are many companies that are taking advantage of the World Wide Web in order to convert their food service companies to delivery and to give patrons an opportunity. To receive their orders at home. But the new Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport is now hiring. Positions are available at this spectacular airport, and they include baristas, bartenders, cooks, crew members, drivers, hosts, hostesses, managers, service, and utility personnel. It's no secret that New Orleans is a foodie town, and its visitors plan vacations around where to eat and drink. Travelers coming to and leaving from New Orleans can at restaurants at Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport, that's MSY, to those lists. Dining options include restaurants, many from New Orleans' finest chefs brought to the airport by Global Restaurateur, HMS Host, and local partners, Coaxum Enterprises and Kaleidoscope Strategies. HMS Host and these partners are giving culinary life to the North Terminal by featuring restaurants with local roots to reflect the city's well-known culinary arts and beverage culture. In addition to a diverse group of local flavors, guests can also select from several beloved national restaurants. Diners can check prominent postings through the airport for listings of open restaurants and their hours of operation. And that is a reporting from the New Orleans Agenda that at the Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport, listed as MSY online, they are now hiring. And HMS Toast wants you to join the team at the new Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport. Well, that is all for today. You have been listening to On Air Daily News for Tuesday, March 21st, 2022. And for those who are still in the election cycle, in Illinois, early voting has started. It began on yesterday, March 20th, and will continue up to the day before the election on April 3rd, 2023. And check to see if there is a runoff in your ward. If you are living in Chicago, where the aldermanic elections yielded a number of runoffs between the top two vote getters. So if you early vote, make sure that your ballot includes those in your ward so that you can make a choice. After April 4th, there will be a new mayor in the city of Chicago and almost an entirely new Chicago City Council. This is an opportunity for every citizen to participate in the forming of the government that will create the policies that affect their daily lives. And the number one issue of public safety is one that continues to be of top concern. Make your voice heard, beginning now up until Election Day, April 4th, 2023, in the city of Chicago. I'm Naima Lateef for On Air Daily News. Until tomorrow, enjoy the rest of your day.